Hey everyone, welcome back to Chasing Sustainability, a podcast for people looking to build a better future for the planet. This is episode 3, and this is part 2 of our sustainable swaps. In this episode, we are talking about some other swaps that we've made recently that we really seem to enjoy, and we're also talking about some swaps that we have not yet made, but would really, really like to do so very soon in the future. So yeah, stick around, listen to us talk more about some of our favorite products, and yeah, we'll see you in the next episode. Hannah starts off the episode, so let's just jump in. Hi, I'm Alicia.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Chasing Sustainability, a podcast for people looking to build a better future for the planet.
Okay, so one thing that I really like as a sustainable swap is a reusable lint roller. It is like, I believe it's rubber on the actual, on the actual roller part. And you just run it under water to rinse it. And then you just let it air dry, or you can pat it down or whatever. And then you're good. But I shed so much. Like I there's always hair all over my clothes, especially when I get out of the shower, and you know, I always get fuzz, and it's like, it's a problem. So I always have a lint roller with me. And my mom actually, I think she might've gotten them at a garage sale or something, and she gave them to me, and they have been life-changing. I'll have to do some research on like where you can purchase them. I'm sure you get them online, but they're incredible. You just rinse them out under the faucet and you're good to go. So that is something that I feel like I can't live without now. And it's been a really awesome swap.
One of my other swaps that I like is my reusable water bottle. It's a stainless steel bottle, which is really nice because it keeps everything cold or hot. I got it for Christmas. It was like a Secret Santa thing, I think, at work. At that time, I was very into having like tons of Starbucks tumblers, and I still have a couple, but I've gotten rid of a lot of them because I don't need them. But this one girl sent a picture of me. She sent a picture of a Starbucks tumbler to me, and she's like, "Do you have this yet?" Because she was obviously my Secret Santa at that point, I knew. And I was like, "Yeah, I do actually." And so I was like, "You know what? I don't have like a stainless steel water bottle. So if you find one that you think I would like, give me that." She's like, "Okay, done." And she got me one, and it's great, and I love it so much. And I remember using it for my coffee. It was hot, and it stayed hot for like 10 hours. I can't not use it now, and it works really well for cold, obviously. My ice, when I put ice in there, it lasts like the entire day. So I think having a stainless steel water bottle is great. And also Starbucks, and I don't know about Dunkin' yet, but I know Starbucks is starting to allow people to bring their own cups back. So I don't have a Starbucks where I live. It's like 15 minutes away. So I'm not going to go out of my way just to go to Starbucks, but they are letting people bring their cups back. So if you have a stainless steel bottle, you could always go in and be like, "Give me my coffee and my bottle," and you get a discount. So that's cool.
For those people who may be interested, do you have the brand or the name of the reusable water bottle that you mentioned?
The brand is Tal, T-A-L. I think she got it at Walmart, to be honest. She, you know, I wasn't really specific about like where I wanted it. I just said I wanted a stainless steel bottle.
My sustainable pantry is a swap that before I just sort of had like bags and bags of like, you know, nuts and flour and grains. Now I do like bulk shopping at Whole Foods, and they have some other stores near me in Chicago that do bulk pantry items. You know, I get the items in bulk and I take them home and I put them, and it's not anything fancy. I just use mason jars. It's just really nice because the more pantry items that you have, they stay a lot longer. Like you can store them a lot longer, especially if you store them properly. And then that sort of cuts down on waste as well.
Yeah.
But that's my favorite thing. For one, because it's so pretty, and for two, because I love food. And if you know me, you know that about me. Like I could spend all of my money on food. And so I take pride in my pantry, and that was a lot of fun to do too. And I didn't do it all at once, and I just use whatever jars and stuff I have at home. I didn't go out and buy anything fancy for it. Yeah, I really like that swap.
Yeah, your pantry is very pretty. I'm jealous because mine is not. So it's just really whatever is like in, like whatever packaging it's in, that's what it's in. And that's not bad, but I am very much, I like the look of mason jars in my pantry. I just don't have enough.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
I use everything, any kind of jar I can, like the big, the tall salsa jars. Oh, and yeah. Like, I just had a lot of mason jars because my mom always has them, and I always used to take them from her whenever I would go down, or she would send me with like canned food. And so I have, yeah, like,
yeah,
where it comes fine from.
Yeah. So I also really like shampoo and conditioner concentrates or bars, but I have these Etique shampoo and conditioner concentrates. So basically you get a big bar and it comes in a box, which is compostable, I believe. And you just mix them with hot water and put them in a jar and then keep them in your shower. And then you've got your shampoo and conditioner, and they last a really long time, especially for me because I don't wash my hair every day.
Yeah, it's a great brand. And if you go on the website, once all of these episodes air on the website, a blog, one of the posts is dedicated to a company spotlight, which this month is Etique. And so I talk about the concentrates and break that down. And also I talk about like all of their packaging, what that's made of, and just break down their sustainable practices and the products that they have. So definitely look into that if you're interested in what she's talking about.
Yeah.
So one thing that I really like is there's different brands. I think one is called like the Magic Makeup Remover.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just a makeup removing cloth, and you wet it with water and you put it on your face and it takes all your makeup off. And I usually rinse mine out or wash mine by hand and then I let it dry. The Magic Makeup Remover brand has their washcloth is like removing on one side, and on the other side of the washcloth, it's an exfoliating washcloth. Mm-hmm. So you get like a 2-in-1 and it's eco-friendly. Mine just came from like Walmart as like a stocking stuffer for Christmas, and I use it every single day and I love it. And it's like plush, so it feels really great on your skin, and you don't have to worry about makeup removing pads that you throw away, and it's just a lot of waste. So I thought it was kind of like a luxurious or like an outlandish purchase when I first mm-hmm. got it, because I was like, yeah, I don't really, you know, like most of the time I sleep in my makeup. Like I'm not one of those people. No. I'm awful. But now that I have it, I don't think I could ever go without it. It's just so great and makes your face feel so nice after, and knowing that it's not doing anything bad for the environment is really great too.
There's one that I want to talk about, but I can't think of the brand, so I'm going to go grab it really quick. So I got this floss a few months ago. This is from a company called Quip. They sell it at Walmart now, which is...
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to get their toothbrush. I'm like waiting to order one. They're an awesome brand.
Yeah, I don't know much about the toothbrush because I saw the floss thing and I was like, this is really interesting. It comes with floss, and then you can get floss refills for it, which is really nice, but those come in like additional plastic packaging. So I think once this runs out of floss, I think Bite sells floss, but it's really nice. I really like it. I kind of forget that I have
reusable.
It.
It's just you replace the floss.
Yeah. I really like it. Cause I used to use I could never floss like with just like floss. I always like have a hard time getting into the back, like my back teeth. So I would just not floss, honestly. That's really bad to be honest, but that's just what it was. So I started using the Reach floss things because they were like the same size as a toothbrush, but I was able to reach the back of my teeth with no problem. But then those are so wasteful because you have to change the floss thing out like every single time. And yeah, when I found the Quip thing, I was like, this is the same thing. It's a little bit smaller, but I love it. I don't know if this would be considered, well, yeah, it's kind of a swap or just like a habit change, but it's secondhand shopping. Like I love going to Goodwill. Most of the time when I get new clothes, they're new to me, but they're old because they came from Goodwill or any other sort of thrift store. What I like about thrift shopping is most of the time you find clothes that are unique and like not everyone's going to have it. I could probably spend like hours in a Goodwill and come out with a lot of clothes. It's not good, honestly. But I always find something. And I love it so much.
Honestly, when we hang out, that's all we do is we go to the thrift store and we buy things.
I love it. I love Goodwill. And then, yeah, like I said, like if you go shopping at the mall or I don't know where other people shop, Target for clothes, a lot of people are buying those clothes right now. So when you go to Goodwill or Savers, is that it? That's a grocery store, isn't it?
Yes. No, Savers is the place we went to in, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of
Save-A-Lot. And I mean, you're saving them from the landfill. You're giving them a second life. Mm-hmm. And I totally feel like that's a swap.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge swap. That's, I mean, if you start doing it now, your kids and like immediate family or whatever, like that you live with could probably will end up getting used to it. And that will be their habit. And that's a really great swap.
I think so too. And the weird thing is like, I remember like being in high school, like thrift shopping was like not something that people did a lot. And it was like kind of frowned upon. Like you were like poor or like gross if you went to a thrift store. So I'd always be super embarrassed to like go to one. And then like at a certain point, I was like, if someone sees me here, that means that they're also here too. So like, it's not really that big of a deal. They have such good stuff. Like you can always walk out with so many things and like so many, you can make your own style at Goodwill. Like I feel like that'll be a fast fashion episode, I'm sure. But we typically let the brands or the companies tell us what's in style. And we pretty much just go off whatever they say. And we're like, okay, well, I'll get this and this, and this is going to be what I wear. But when I go to Goodwill, I can mix and match whatever I want. I can create my own style. And
I kind of want to talk about Final Straw because I think they're very unique. It's different than most reusable straws on the market because it is silicone and metal or rubber and metal, I guess. The inside has like a rubber feel to it and the outside is connected metal where it actually folds down into a compact container and then you can hook it onto like your purse or your bag and take it with you. I really like it because I don't like the feel of metal on my mouth. Like it just feels really awkward and so I really like that. They aren't exactly cheap, but they last a really long time. And I think if you have one, you're good to go. It's not like you have to go and buy like a whole bunch of them, but Alicia has one too. How do you feel about your Final Straw?
I got to use it one time and then,
that's great. You left it.
Yeah. So I got it. Hannah gave it to me. And then like Dave and I went to his mom's and they live like an hour and a half away and I used my straw there and I cleaned it out, set it on the sink, like on the counter, went to do some other stuff. And when we left at the end of the day, I completely forgot about it. So it's been there for a while, but I liked it. It's the best of both worlds because you can't stir very well with a silicone straw. It's just very flimsy, but yeah. So I get the benefits of being able to chew on my straw while being able to stir. It's great.
Yeah, it really is awesome. I do like that company and what they're doing and they're very innovative. That's for sure. Yeah. I like it. I take it everywhere.
Yeah,
I really do. I don't always clean it the way I should, but it does come with me everywhere. So
hey, I would take it everywhere with me if I still had it. Eventually we'll go back down there and I'll take it. But the last thing that I want to talk about is toilet paper. I know that's maybe weird. Most toilet paper in the stores is wrapped in plastic and it's made from virgin material. The company that I buy my toilet paper from now is called, this is what they're called. So I don't want to hear it. They're called Who Gives a Crap. They are so great. I love them so much. They're B certified, which just means that they meet these really high standards for social and environmental impacts. It just means that they're doing really good stuff for the planet and also for the people that work for them. And also they donate 50% of their profits to help build toilets for other people. I just think that they're a great company. It comes in a big box and each roll is wrapped in paper. So you don't have to worry about any plastic waste. You can just recycle it all. And actually their rolls are, each like roll is wrapped with like different color paper. And I've seen people use it for wrapping gifts or what else? Oh, I saw someone like make a flower arrangement out of the paper for like a Mother's Day gift, which is really cool. That's the last thing that I wanted to talk about.
I found hemp dryer balls. A lot of people use like wool dryer balls. And the reason why we don't do that is because that's an animal byproduct. At the beginning of the pandemic, I was looking for laundry detergent strips and I found those. And the company that I got these from, they don't have them anymore, but you can find them on Etsy actually, and other places online. So they're just made from hemp instead of wool, and they keep your, like when you dry your clothes, there's just not as much static. Like they keep the static electricity off of your clothes and make them a little bit softer. They last for a really long time. The balls do like eventually get smaller, and you just clean it out with like your lint trap. I really like them. I like them a lot better than using dryer sheets, which have a lot of chemicals and mm-hmm. are doused in animal byproducts as well. And not the best for the environment or for your health, like breathing them in and all of that.
Yeah. And like I said before, like my skin's so sensitive that I think Dave is probably annoyed with me sometimes, because I'm like, I have to check the ingredients first, because little sensitive Sally over here like can't just use anything. So
yeah,
I think he uses like some sort of like sensitive line for dryer sheets. Whenever I dry my clothes, like if I'm the one doing the laundry, I don't worry about a dryer sheet, and we don't have any sort of hemp ball or anything, so I just chuck it all in there and I don't worry about it, or I'll just air dry my clothes. But
yes, and then I guess we could talk about laundry detergent. I just recently bought Drops, which are plant-based, and they dissolve in the laundry, and you don't stick them like in a little slot. You just stick them straight down in the wash, and I really like them. I know that you have them. What's your take on them?
I love them. I don't remember what scent. I think I have a sensitive one.
I did too. I got the baby gentle sensitive or whatever.
I really like them. My clothes feel clean. Like I don't feel gross or anything after using it. Aren't the Drops made with like a different sort of material than like Tide Pods? Like, and that's why they're a little bit better.
Yes, because they're like biodegradable, and they it's all plant-based. But yes, it is plant-based. It's better for the environment. The ingredients are clean. It's not full of toxic chemicals like the leading detergent brands. And yeah, and I like that you can buy them in bulk too. So you can mm-hmm. buy like 200 tabs at a time or whatever, and that reduces your carbon footprint, because you're only ordering it once. It's only being delivered once. So that I really like. And then my last thing, I could go on and on, like literally I could go on and on. And I wrote a 2-page thing for this today. So I'm going to kind of talk about this, but this isn't necessarily what I use. It's the concept. So it's called a furoshiki cloth, and I'm pretty sure I'm butchering the name and I apologize. But furoshiki is like a traditional Japanese cloth that they use to wrap presents or goods. And it's usually made with silk or cotton. And they take it and they wrap it up really beautifully, and they knot it at the top. And that's like an eco-friendly thing that they've been doing for, you know, forever. The concept is just to take whatever you have. I have a bunch of scarves that I don't use. I bought them up a long time ago when scarves were cool, and I just don't wear, I've never worn them. I just always thought they were pretty, like this will be my year. So I have like 20 scarves that I don't use, and you can also like cut them or whatever to fit your packaging, or you could just use the whole thing and wrap it up. And so I use that for packaging, and then the next person can wear it as a shawl or a scarf, or wrap it up for the next person. So, or any fabric scraps that you have, you can do the same thing. That's one of my favorite things to do, because I like being crafty and creative. Mm-hmm. And I really like this because I just feel like it's so much better than wrapping paper and taping everything. And, mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that I don't still sometimes do that. I have a lot of bags. When people buy me gifts, I just keep everything, and I will re-gift things from the bags because I don't know what else to do with them. But this is something that I've sort of started introducing over the past couple of years, and you know, I've continued to implement it more and more, and eventually it'll get to a point to where that is all I will do.
So those are all the swaps that we have introduced into our lives, and we hope that you guys can maybe take a few of these and introduce them into yours. And if you do, let us know how that works out for you. We also want to talk about just the last thing that we want to discuss are some of the things that we are interested in swapping out for a more sustainable option, but we have not made that move yet. So I'll go ahead and start. Also, if anyone cares, my birthday is in a few months. So when I list these, take note. The first thing on my list is rechargeable batteries. We have like remotes and microphones and what was it that I was just looking for batteries for the other day? Oh, I have like a ring light for my camera for pictures. Yeah, I like batteries for everything. And we just use plain old disposable batteries. So I need to get some rechargeable batteries, and that's existed forever.
I was going to say, do you remember like in the 90s? No, maybe like early 2000s when they had like digital cameras and they came with reusable batteries that you plugged into the wall?
Yeah. The fact that I don't have these, like I'm just, why? And like they exist, I could go to Walmart right now and get them, but it's just never been, it's like something that I think about like every now and then, but then when I'm at the store, I'm like, do I need anything today? Not rechargeable batteries, I guess. Eventually I'll get those. It's on my list.
There are a couple of things on your list that I have wanted to try. So I'm not going to like jump in, like go into details on that, but a couple of things that you listed. I've been a little nervous about trying a safety razor. I have a razor now that's made from recycled plastic bottles, but I want to get away from that and use like a metal safety razor. And then also you had talked about Thinks, which I stalk their website all the time. I'm constantly like looking into what would work for me, but I haven't pulled the trigger on that yet. So those are the two things on your list. So I kind of want a Teak, going back to this, because I'm like obsessed with them. They have a deodorant bar, and I mean, their packaging is 100% compostable. And I just feel like I'd feel a little bit better. So I think I'm going to try them next. I really do like Native and what they're doing, but I think I do want to try a deodorant bar somewhere down the line. When you order from them, you get like samples, like a free sample every time. And if you order like a certain amount, you get like multiple samples, which is really nice, because if there's something that you want to try, but you're sensitive, like Alicia is, this is a good way to do that without like spending money or, you know, ordering full-size products and, you know, not being able to use them. So this is good. And then also if you have friends that are looking into being more eco-friendly, that's a good way to spread the love as well.
And the other thing that I had was, I want to get a filter for our washer, like a microplastics filter, just because I most of my clothes are secondhand, and they're probably a majority of them are polyester in some sort of plastic. And every time you wash plastic in clothing, every now and then, like some pieces will come off and like the little microfibers will go out and they'll end up in the water supply, and then fish eat them. And then bigger fish eat those fish, we eat those fish, and then they end up in our bodies. But that's a whole issue. And we could probably talk about that for an entire episode, but I want to get a filter for these microplastics. But that's on my list, but those are very pricey, so that's why I haven't got those yet.
Another thing that I'm looking into is a wooden nail brush or some type of, I like scrub my nails a lot, and I got them, I have a brush now, it's plastic. It came in like a nail kit thing that someone had gotten me from Bath & Body Works years and years ago. And I'm ridiculous. Like today I had cherries for lunch and my nails are stained.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I do it, but so I have to like brush my nails out, and the plastic one is kind of worn out. It's like, I know I need a new one, and the bristles get really worn out, and the bristles are plastic. So the wooden ones that I have found have like a plant-based like bristles. And it's better. I mean, it's better for the environment. It's not just like this little junky plastic thing that's, you know, easy to lose or throw away. I use a nail brush every single day because it's necessary. I don't paint my nails or anything, so I can't just cover up all the stuff under my nails. I don't know, it makes them feel better. And they're, since I've been on a plant-based diet, they actually grow a little bit too. So yeah, that's like my whole list.
If any of you guys are interested in checking out any of these swaps, I'm going to leave a link below, like in the show notes or also on the blog post for this episode. I haven't mentioned this to anybody, but I am an ambassador for Earth Hero. I have an affiliate link and a discount code. I got to meet some people that work for Earth Hero. It was really cool. We got to talk about the company, and yeah, we talked about the ambassador program. So I'm going to leave, like I said, I'm going to leave a link below for that. And I'm going to link some specific items that we mentioned, or just items that I really like from Earth Hero. And I'll leave the discount code in case you want to use it to save yourself 10% off of anything, which is really awesome. I think that's all we have to talk about for this episode. We had a lot of swaps to talk about. They're just really fun to talk about. I like talking about the really cool, creative things that companies come up with to help us reduce our waste. And I hope that you guys heard of a new item in this episode that you are now interested in checking out. And if you are already implementing any of these into your life, please let us know what you're doing and how it's impacting you and what you like about it. And let us know what you're looking to introduce into your lives. So that's all we have for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, we hope you keep chasing sustainability.